Welcome to Bigger Balls, a Year Blocked podcast.
We're teaching our babies all that we've learned through dating, sex,
and our fucking love lives.
You're eavesdropping into our BFF therapy sessions every single Wednesday. Think of us as your older sister, your best friend, your cousin, your mom.
We're everything. We're literally everything. It's a fucking package deal here.
And guys, we did not forget about you. So grab a paper and a pen because class is in session and we're going to tell you how to bag your motherfucking wife.
Are you ready?
Do not miss an episode every single Wednesday for the rest of your life.
Are you ready to rumble?
Or do you know what it reminds me of? Did you ever watch that movie on the Family Channel with the two sisters that were basketball stars? They were twins.
No.
What?
I didn't have a childhood.
Okay, I'm gonna give you one.
Yeah, I love that. So we're just gonna give you a childhood.
I'm gonna give you in a childhood. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Bigger Balls. By the Year Block Girls. Hi, it's Eden.
Daddy, please. No, I'm kidding.
Hi, it's Simona.
Hi, it's Simona, guys.
Would you say your man's name while you're fucking him? I've tried that and it doesn't hit. It's like, oh, and then insert his name.
Insert daddy. Like, yeah, it's just daddy.
It's just daddy.
It's just daddy. The name, I'm like, it throws me way off. It's like I was about to come and now I'm not. Yeah. So it's like weird.
No, it's like if you're dating us, like your name is no longer your name.
No, your pronouns are now baby and daddy. Like that's it. That's
period. Literally it. Done.
Love that for
ATM
us.
And daddy.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm kidding. No, it's so fucking here's assholes.
If you're in shit, you don't got no money. You don't got no money.
This episode has nothing to do with that. We are going to get down into
I forgot that this was like not a daddy episode. This is a PG-13 episode for the ladies.
For the ladies.
My lord and my lady. Ew. Anyways. Sorry about
fucking
that.
Lord,
cancel,
bro.
Delete. Yeah. Bye.
Ew, bye.
I'm like, disgusting.
So funny.
Disgusting. Okay. Recently, we've been seeing a lot of girls in our DMs, on our AMAs, all around town, in the comments.
Literally
asking
around town.
All around town, literally. How to make friends in your fucking 20s, okay? And it is so difficult.
Yes.
To make friends in your 20s. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm just going to highlight to you why. A, you're not alone because there's so many people that feel isolated and feel like they want to have friends. But in your 20s, there's no real point of connection like you have in high school or in university, or maybe when you're pregnant and going to those classes and finding other new moms that are in the same boat as you. It's all based, for me personally, what I see is life experience, some sort of similar foundation that you guys are initially bonding on. In your 20s, you don't have that because everybody after university is dispersed.
Dispersed as fuck. And also like the friends that you made in elementary school, in high school, and then university, like that shit trickles out so fucking quickly. Like my best friend in high school, the minute university hit, it was just like we were barely holding on. And it wasn't because we didn't want to be friends. It was because it was hard. Different universities, different friend groups, different programs, different this. It's like
different
for whatever reason,
happen, and
it's like a new chapter in your life. And it's almost like, all right, time to figure shit out from scratch again, you know? And that's overwhelming. And you feel really alone, right? It's really difficult to find friends at this age.
Yeah. And if you are somebody, like I know a lot of people say that the friends you make in university are your lifelong friends. Shout out to Eden, the only friend I made that will be and is my lifelong friend. No, but if I didn't have you, I wouldn't have any friends. Like,
no, same.
I'm not even lying to that.
I'm not even lying. She's like, okay, no, but Eden, I'm not lying. You're lying. No, I'm not lying. I'm fucking not.
Why do I feel like,
yeah.
No, I'm not. I know that I'm your best friend. So sorry to anybody who thought that they were. Or is under that impression. Aww. I'm not sure why you think that. I'm kidding. Again, I'm kidding. But honestly, even though you fill up all the areas that I need you to fill up as a friend in my life, like you're literally—
There's a but coming. But—
No. I'm saying, but if I did not have you, I would feel so alone.
Yeah.
I would feel so isolated because I really don't have anybody strong like that. I have acquaintances for sure. Mm-hmm. I have other friends that are like filler friends kind of almost.
I feel like a lot of people are on this boat. They have quote unquote friends, like people that they talk to, that slide in on their stories, that they could go out with. Sometimes they get invited to little outings or things, but these are not the people that you're actually going to want to sit down and have a heartfelt conversation or that you can tell them everything about everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're not going to call them up when you're having a bad day because it's not like that. And this is what I find that like your 20s is filled with. These like filler friends that come and go that you use when it makes sense. Like I have my party friends. I have like, you know, my coworkers, my colleagues. Like sometimes I'll grab a drink or like my boyfriend's friends sometimes.
There's no real sense of like intimacy because everything is so surface and so casual, right? Exactly. So I think it's important.
It's like circumstantial friends.
Of course. That's right. Like I'm friends with you because we both work together and we have this job together. For example. Do you know what I mean? And we're friends at work and we don't really like go out, or maybe once in a blue moon, it's like a work thing. And then we go out and right. But it's still work related. Mm-hmm. I don't personally categorize that as like friends because it's important that like, for me, a friendship, like when I get home from a long night and I send you like a Snapchat or an audio note of like my night and what I'm going through and like conversing throughout the day, any minor inconvenience, even something big, whatever, there's always that consistent dialogue. And I always know that I can share. Do you know what I mean? It's always welcomed.
Right. Whereas the filler friends, it's not something you're comfortable doing.
Right.
It's not a two-way street. Like even if you try and do that, sometimes you feel like I'm embarrassed or uncomfortable because we're not doing it back. So we're not like that. It's awkward. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And the filler friends, they can't be there for you to mentally and emotionally support you, and they don't want to. Right. So it's like, even if you do divulge, you're not really greeted with any like actual real life advice because they don't really give a fuck.
No, they don't. They don't. It's not their problem. And like, fine, rightfully so. Like we don't have to get mad at those people because like my fellow friends, I really don't want to get super close to them either. Right. And I think about why. I'm just kind of like, well, you're there when I need you and that's it. I don't really want anything else.
You're there for like sense. A filler friend is a fun friend. It's a fun friend. It's a friend that's easy, light and chill.
That is it.
We're doing brunch in the morning. We're grabbing drinks. We're trying to pick up guys and then we're going home type of thing.
And then I don't speak to you for weeks on end. I can call you up when there's a party because
that's just not fulfilling. So I think that especially as women, once you enter your late 20s, you are sick of that. You don't want those filler friends anymore. You want real life friends. You want that female friendships. It's really, I keep saying female because it's so important as a woman to have a friend that you can share intimate details about your life, not feel judgment, feel like you're in a safe space, feel supported, feel accepted, not feel judged. These are things as women you need to feel, especially from another woman.
Right.
Right. And so we're all looking for that. We all want that and we all need that. Mm-hmm. But how the fuck do we find these other women?
That's the golden question, everyone. That's why you're here.
Right? That's why you're here. There's a few starting, like, I think tips that we have that we're going to just start off with. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we'll build on them.
Really great example. Something that me and Simona came across the other day. We were taking a walk around the neighborhood and we just entered this like cute little store. A shout out to Detox Market. Thanks so much for sponsoring. I'm kidding. You should though.
I kitty.
We were walking with Ruby and all that stuff. And like this lady, I guess Simona can retell the story better, but like, you know, I'll do my best.
Yeah.
We were walking in there and this lady was looking at product and she just went up to Simona and complimented her on her skin. She was an older lady. She was like, not older, but she was in her 40s, 50s, maybe, I don't know, mid 40s. And she just started to have this like really open dialogue with us, just
like,
asking us
right off the bat. She was trying to like make friends and make a point of connection and really wanted to have her social battery sparked and charged a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think it was very nice that she led with a compliment. I think as women, yes, we hear compliments from guys a lot. Doesn't do shit for us. When a woman compliments you, it's different.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You believe it because it's genuine. Yeah. A woman is not just going to be like, oh my God.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Most women won't compliment
another woman. Because they feel like it takes away from me, or it diminishes me in some way.
It's threat. It's jealousy. It's envy. It's all of that, those negative things that unfortunately a lot of girls have towards each other. So I feel like, you know, leading with a compliment of something that made sense. So we were at a skincare store. She compliments Simona on her skin, allowing her to then talk about
my PTSD. Oh my God, what, me? My skin?
No, but it was really nice. She's like, has anyone ever told you that? Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Like, what products do you like? And we were all there. Like, everything made sense.
And she built off the compliment, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then we started talking about, you know,
where are you from?
Our life, yada, yada.
Oh, are you guys always in Toronto? Are you from Toronto?
Do you guys live in this area?
Yeah.
What's the vibe? As soon as you compliment a girl, that guard goes down. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like whether you know it or not, like the good tip here is that whether you're alone or with another girlfriend, I think that shopping in a like a local neighborhood that has a bunch of smaller shops is very intimate, and it allows you that room to connect with other girls that are maybe shopping in the store.
I agree. And also like where you're shopping too. I know that kind of sounds like, oh, like what? But where you shop too says a lot about the people that you're going to meet there, right? Like if it's like a natural skincare line, you know that they kind of have that same interest at least, right? If you're shopping at like an alternative fucking record store, like you guys know you have something in common. Like these really niche local stores are places that you can actually meet people. And I feel like people don't actually tap into that or notice that. And so going to these big branches or going to a fucking club or like going to whatever, like it's really not that intimate. It says nothing about you, right? So go to places that make sense for you.
Exactly.
And just do your own thing. Like I think also that she wasn't there to make friends. She was there to shop,
she but was
she
there,
was
yeah.
also open and receptive exactly. to who was walking in.
Exactly.
Right? So come in with that energy of being open and be approachable. I feel like a lot of people, because they are nervous, and I totally get it, like you're kind of like sunglasses on, focusing on like what's in front of you. You're not looking around. You're not making eye contact. You're not smiling at people. You're not being inviting.
Totally, totally guilty of that. Mm-hmm. That's me, especially when I'm alone. And it's not because I'm standoffish or because I don't want to do that. I just generally feel like when I'm in the city and I'm doing things and I'm tasking alone, it's not really like a leisurely, like fun vibe for me.
Right, right.
Whereas like, for example, if I'm in a city that's not Toronto, like mm-hmm. I feel like Toronto is very hard.
Oh yeah, it's so hard.
It's a very hard, if you're in Toronto and you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. It's a very fucking difficult city to make friends in because it's so fucking clicky.
It is.
It's so clicky. Everybody thinks that they're the next big thing, that they're so fucking hot, that they're so important.
And also
nobody wants to talk to anybody.
Yeah. And if you do spark a conversation, most of them will look at you funny or like judge you for it. So then what it does is it discourages you from then wanting to continue practicing that. So like we always talk about shooting your shot and practicing to like, you know, slide in on people, like dating, whatever. It's kind of in a way the same thing with friends. Like if you're not going to be open and try and spark those conversations and practice, regardless of how the other person takes it, you're not going to feel comfortable.
You're
ever.
Not. Just like dating, you have to be comfortable in who you are and what you have to offer and mm-hmm. always staying as open as you can be to meeting new people mm-hmm. and knowing that it takes longer to make friends than it does to jump into a relationship.
Facts.
Right? Because you want the, and I'm not saying that you want dating to be like a short ting, but if you're in your late 20s, you're looking for something like solid. You're looking for something concrete that
like
takes
real
a little
people,
bit.
Real people, and that's hard.
Real
yeah.
people. That are going to sustain you takes a little bit longer. So you got to like plant the seed and then be okay with it. Just like watering it every so often.
Yeah.
You're not going to, don't expect to just jump right in and be BFFs.
BFFs. That's a little bit also overwhelming for the other person too. So keep that in mind. Like then you'd be like, hey, what the fuck do they want from me? Why are they attached to me? Like what the fuck? Like are they needy? Like,
also, I think that like my biggest thing that I've realized lately is that the city energy really is so impactful. Like where you're from and making friends. So like while Toronto is like just not the vibe, if I'm in a city alone, like New York, totally different vibe. Like my energy is instantly changed. In New York, my social battery is charged up. Like I'm talking to people. People are talking to me. It's just different. I think that the city carries a different energy and it brings mm-hmm. out a different energy in you, right? Mm-hmm. And also, I think that it's a great city in the sense of like, there's a lot of people that live in New York that are from New York, but there's also so many people, especially if you're going there to visit, mm-hmm. you're staying at a hotel, right? Mm-hmm. Hotels full of people that are not from the city. Mm-hmm. And hotels, a lot of them in Manhattan have like mixers or like, you know, happy hour, come downstairs, mix and mingle with people. You get to charge your social battery up. You get to meet people that are from Germany, from Spain, from Italy, from all over the place. Even people that are fucking from Brooklyn. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like you get to meet so many people. There's a lot of opportunities mm-hmm. even while you're shopping, mm-hmm. while you're fucking walking on the street.
Yeah. And I think that that's the key, the word opportunity, like finding opportunity to make friends. So that's like, well, I can't make friends. I don't know where to go, what to do. Like, yes, we can do the stereotypical recommendations of going to classes, going to yoga, try and make a friend there because we have the same interests. Sure, yada, yada. But there's also opportunities day to day if you just open your fucking eyes and be a little bit more receptive. Like, for example, today, I was walking my dog, another lady. I was sitting on the side with my dog. This lady has her fucking dog dragging her to my dog. And, you know, simple conversation. Instead of focusing on me and this lady that's from the same area that I am, who was young, seemed to be within the age group or whatever, super nice. She was talking about the dog. I was talking about her dog, asking name, breed, how old, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I saw her trying to like make a bigger connection, being like, well, did you know there's a dog park just down the road? Do you live in the area? Oh, do you come here often?
Wow.
Like all of these things. Like I that's... Always- That is such good building blocks for actually creating some sort of possible friendship.
Dogs is such a great point of connection. And I know that, like, I personally use that, like, for dating, for picking up guys.
So good, guys.
It's
too.
So fucking good. Like, yeah. If a guy has a dog, be all over that fucking dog. And then use the dog as, like, a way to, like, see if he's, like, there's a connection or whatever. Anything.
Exactly.
But again, the same thing is true for making friends, right?
Yeah.
Because you guys both have dogs.
So you understand what being a dog mom is and, like, being a dog lover, right?
Right.
It's a different kind of category there that you can kind of utilize and then play off of. And so she kind of, like, essentially low-key, I felt like, was inviting me to go to that small dog park that she was talking about right around
right.
the corner.
And you could have been like, oh my God, there's a daycare just up the road that I saw while I was walking.
Yeah.
Yada, yada.
Oh my God, you know what? When you go next time, let me know. Here's my number. Like, super easy. And if she decides—
It's so easy.
Exactly.
It's so easy, so light, and so chill.
Exactly. If she decides to then contact me and be like, hey, it was so nice meeting you, I know now she's receptive to building off of that.
Exactly.
We can grab a coffee with the dogs.
Friends.
Yeah. And then if that turns into a friendship, that's a possibility.
I'm so jealous.
No, but I didn't take her number.
Don't worry.
Simone, I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't cheat on you. No, but you know what I mean? So, like, I think even small things like that, like, I didn't even notice, but only now that we're talking about this, I'm reflecting and being like, wow, like, if I wanted to make another friend, I don't right now.
Okay, good. I'm, like, staring you down like, what, bitch?
But if I wanted to make another
right.
friend,
no,
I feel like that's wonderful.
I support that.
Even within your area. Now, I know people are from small towns too, and that can kind of cause an obstacle in and of itself. Like, you know everybody. Everyone's from the same fucking school. You're sick of them. That's going to be problematic. And that's where online.
That's where, yes, online, also move out of your city.
Or move out of your city.
It seems like a drastic, like, I'm throwing it, just move. I'm going to tell you why if you're from a small town. Fuck, I've been wanting to move since I was fucking born out of the fucking womb. And I live in Toronto, which people say is big, but I don't know. Anyways, if you're from a small town, the reason why you need to see other fucking cities, you need to see other walks of life. You need to experience different things. You need to meet different yeah. people. Life is about experience and meeting new people that can show you things that you can, you have to move.
Yeah. If you have the opportunity,
there's nothing in that city for you.
Exactly. If you have the opportunity to move, definitely take it. Don't hesitate. Cause that's not only good for friendships, it's good for you, for your soul, for, like, your mind, for everything, for growth, all of that stuff. 100%. If you have the chance, I think everyone can recommend you doing so. But if you are in a small town, online is a great tool, right? And it's not just Instagram, okay? Because Instagram, I've never heard a success story being friends unless you're influencer meeting seven other influencers. You guys can all relate.
You know, I've had some success stories.
Really?
I
have never. Okay, go.
I actually met a couple of other small girls, like, from New York. One was actually one was from Miami. One was a jewelry girl in New York.
Cute.
Still had cute little small followings. We followed each other. We kind of, like, conversed back and forth. Like, we still follow each other and still talk, like, mm-hmm. here and there. I do think that, hey, listen, I do think it's difficult, but it is possible.
Exactly.
Like, it definitely yeah. is possible. And yeah. then if you're ever in the city, oh my God, I'm here. Like, hey, are you in New York now? I'm like, yeah, oh my God. Can you grab a coffee? Are you in town? What, yada, yada. Pick up. Like, do you know what I mean?
Super cute.
Something just easy.
Again, like, being receptive, shooting your shot, commenting, being engaging and things like that does help, you know, garner attention from other people as well. And hopefully building a connection and friendship that way. I also think what's really cool is, like, finding interests online. So, like, it doesn't have to be those, like, groups that everyone says, like, join a group. Like, if that's worked for you, great. I can't see myself doing that. I'm just trying to be as realistic for myself.
Oh my God, of course.
What I think is cool is, like, if you're following or if you're watching something on YouTube or you really like this person that you subscribe to, comment and, like, make friends in the comments.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And find people that way. Like, you can relate to this, or she's so funny, or, like, whatever. Like, who else are her followers? They're so my type if they find her funny. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I also think that, like, another, like, maybe, like, loophole for this is having an open Instagram. And I do think that obviously we know that the more that you post or whatever, the more that you pop up on different people's feeds. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I got the most engagement from people that were not in my city that, like, just wanted to be internet friends when my profile was open and when I was posting and just doing my own fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was shopping and being like, okay, like, this or this, like, mm-hmm. is this actually cute or is this actually not cute?
Mm-hmm.
And then you pop up and they're like, oh my God, yes. Like, we love seeing it. Like, just, and again, that was when I was not taking Instagram as, like, I'm not taking it seriously, but I'm private. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I was just kind of doing my own thing. And I really did find that people that I didn't know were, like, really coming in and really, like, I was conversing at that time with people that I had never met.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, like, and, you know, TikTok, I think, is a big thing too, right? When we're, like, you know, you have your For You page or whatever it is, the feed there. Yeah. Like sometimes, you know, if they have a smaller following and like you can relate, like I met this one girl, I didn't actually end up meeting her physically, but like she would be somebody I would be totally interested in meeting, you know, if I made that extra effort of contacting her and messaging or like liking her shit or commenting. But she was like a really cool DJ in New York and she has such a cool vibe and she's chill and she's not like a social media girl and she's not like out there too much. She's just like vibey and chill.
She's vibey and chill.
She has a dog. I mean, just like literally like kind of like a New York version of me, I feel like, you know, she has like similarities to me, tatted this and that, whatever. And I was like, oh wow, like this is great. The one thing about Instagram for me personally, I think you should shoot your shot. I think you should just be open and receptive. It doesn't hurt to do it, right? But it's really hard to find, I feel like, the right girls on Instagram. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
That's the challenge for me personally.
Yeah, it just depends on the girls, right? Like you'll attract who you're supposed to attract. So if it's supposed to like happen, it'll transpire. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just for that moment, at least you have someone that's like kind of there if you're ever in the same city. We can always grab drinks. I also think that like another tip that I have is if you are comfortable with traveling alone to somewhere. And so like for me, for example, I'm not saying go to Italy alone. Please make sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is like for me, for example, I've been to New York enough times where I'm so comfortable going to New York by myself. It's my second home. I know where I am. I know everything and everyone and what street I'm on. And I feel very safe. And I'm always looking after myself and watching myself and whatever. That's a way that I charge my social battery up and I talk and meet people and I network for myself in the city. So if you're comfortable, traveling alone is great. Even if you travel, like for example, like for Miami. I know everybody's like, oh, I'm in Miami. Okay, no. Stay at a hotel. Every hotel's a fucking pool. Stay at the pool. Read a book. People will come up to you and approach you. It's just naturally other guests that are staying at the hotel. Do you know what I mean? There's always ways that you can create a point of connection and meet other people that are also on vacation. Maybe you'll meet a lifelong friend. Maybe you'll meet your fucking bae. Like, who knows? It's about kind of doing those things and pushing yourself out of your comfort level. Always being that's safe, of course, 110%. Take the risk and do it if that's something you're comfortable with.
The key here is you can't really sit around and expect friends to just fall into your lap, right? Yeah. Like you really do need to put yourself out there in some way, whether that be traveling like Simona mentioned, whether that be being more, you know, observant of what's around you when you're taking your fucking daily walk or when you're on the subway or whatever, like who's there? Like who can you speak to if you want to speak to somebody or if somebody does speak to you and compliments you, like don't just say thank you and
utilize
walk away.
It.
Like
utilize it.
Yeah. Be more aware.
I remember I was on the bus once. I was wearing a pair of shoes. Of course I was. That were like really cool, maybe like a little bit like out there and catch attention. Okay, great. This girl came up to me and was like, oh my God, where'd you get those shoes? Like, they're so fucking sick. And I was like, oh my God, dude, like I got them on GOAT. Like, and she's like, oh my God, what is that? Is that, started talking a 1-2 about sneakers, yada, yada. Even when I was in the elevator in New York, this guy and his girlfriend came in and he was like, those are fucking sick. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, have you hit up like Flight Club and like all these? I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I went yesterday, man. I'm like, you got to go to this one. This one's new. It's downtown in Soho, yada, yada. Point of connection, quick one. Too, gave him a tip. I ran into them later that night. We got like a drink in the lobby and then like we just like dipped. Do you know what I mean? I think like utilizing just a connection, just a conversation. Don't think about it so long term. Think about just in the moment, kind of present. Like,
yeah, be present.
Be
exactly.
present. Just have a conversation organically. If it transpires, oh my God, I'll see you guys around then. Do you know what I mean? Oh my God, we're in the area. Give me your phone number. Maybe we'll grab a coffee on Sunday if you're off. Like, do you know what I mean? Like kind of have a chill conversation, then set it up for a later date.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, a really great story I'm going to share is like my mom, she was in maybe her 30s, late 30s, maybe early 40s even. And she was at Winners Home Sense. It's one of those like home stores. She was like just at the cash, like waiting in line to go get her shit cashed out. And this like cute little blonde bubbly lady who seemed a little bit older than my mom was just sitting there and she was like looking at the stuff and you know those cashing aisles where they have a bunch of this little shit whatever. She grabbed like a candy or some shit and she turned to my mom and she's like, have you ever tried this? And I was like, oh, actually, yeah. Every time I'm here, I always get suckered in. It's so good. Anyways, that small conversation turned into her best friend.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. At that age, it's possible. It's just a matter of being open to it, right? Yeah. My mom also, she dropped all of her friends, you know, even the friends that she used to kind of like raise me, my brother, you know, from school and all that stuff. Like she dropped those a long time ago and she kind of outgrew them and she wasn't interested in that shit. She moved on, right? She was on to the next. And this lady who was on the same wavelength as her happened to be in front of her at a fucking store.
And was, same wavelength. You know what I mean?
And even using that tip, being like, oh my God, the lines are so long here. Is this always like this? Or just something. something, turning
you
over.
You never know.
You never know
how it can happen. And I also think that, like, you are friends with someone, such good friends, and then there's a falling out for whatever reason. And then years later, you reconnect with that person. And it's like, oh my God, like, life gives you perspective type of thing, right? So it's also to say that, like, you never know in life what's possible and who's going to come back around and end up being someone for you. I'm not giving you guys like a whimsical thing, but I'm just saying it's like, there are always opportunities. Like, the world is infinite. The possibilities are endless. Like, as long as you kind of stay open and remain receptive. My last tip here is, if you know a good girl, a girl that's a girl's girl, she probably has an amazing group of friends.
Yes.
So if you work, like, let's say a girl that you work with is a girl's girl and she's just always your girl and you ask her and she divulges any, she probably has a great group of girlfriends and you should ask her to either grab a drink or grab coffee and then see if you can kind of meet that friend group.
Meet that friend
group.
And
see if it's something that A, you mesh with, and if they don't and it's just her, that's great too.
Yeah.
But good girls always know other good girls and we always rally behind everybody. So that way everybody kind of feels connected. And also, if you don't feel like you have anybody or it's just difficult and you've been trying, for me, I always feel connected to podcasts. Like, I listen to other girls or I follow on Instagram other girls. It's a select few. It's like maybe two or three, but I'll listen to these three and I'll just feel like, oh, wow. Like, yes.
They get me.
They get me. And that's like the wavelength that I'm on. And I kind of feel like, oh, those are my friends. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't even know these girls.
Exactly.
And they don't know me. But exactly. I'm like, oh my God, that's my friend.
Exactly.
That's my internet friend. Or that's a friend that I'll never fucking know. But I feel like in some way she's charging my social battery. And I love that.
Exactly. Utilize that. I think that there's the right timing for everything. You just have to be patient. I know it's hard. And just don't be negative about it. I feel like when you walk around being like, fuck, I can't make friends and all that stuff, what that does
is obviously— what are you going
to attract? Exactly. You're not going to attract shit.
Exactly.
And that's the hardest pill to swallow. The best advice is you have to get yourself out of that headspace that you can't make friends or that you're struggling and that shit sucks and you have no friends, because that's false. Okay. Yeah. Like, that's not what we want to do here. And that's the key to success. Once you get out of that headspace and you're comfortable with being like, okay, right now in this period of time, I've actually done good for myself. I've let go of the people that no longer sere me, that no longer are my wavelength. And that's something to celebrate. That's not
important.
Something,
and now you know, if you just focus on staying in alignment, the people that are meant for you will come to you, right? It's about staying in that vibration and that good vibration, not allowing other negative factors to like infiltrate and bring you down.
Right.
So I think like just try to be as patient as you can. Try to stay as open. It will happen. It will come to you. Do what you can, because all you can control is you.
Exactly. And don't worry, you will make friends. And if not, we are your friends. We are your friends.
You guys, internet besties.
Honestly, you guys can DM us and talk to us whenever. We're here for you guys. You got this, babes. You're wonderful. And if nobody sees that right now, they're fucking losers and they'll regret it. And you'll find the right group for you very shortly. We promise this is your year.
Yeah. Well, you never also like, silver lining is like, you'll never have to convince someone to see your worth.
Exactly.
Dating or friendship.
Exactly.
You will never have to convince someone. If they see it, then they know it straight off the bat. And those are your people.
Yeah.
You don't want to convince anybody.
No. And don't fall back into your old shitty friends. Okay. That's the end note here. We love you guys. We hope this helped. If you have any other tips, maybe we'll find, I don't know, maybe send us a DM and we'll share it in our next podcast. You guys can always DM us questions. We're going to do some more podcast episodes that are surrounded by your questions, advice related or tips or things that we can work off of if that's what you want. Thank you for listening. We love you guys. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We post once a week. Subscribe to this podcast and also rate it 5 stars, because we have some angry men rating us like 1 or 2 stars that are really just throwing it off for no fucking reason. So for the girls, rate this 5 stars. We love you guys. Did I say Instagram? @yourblock_.
There you go.
And we'll see you back here so soon.
Bye.
Bye.